So Joseph was put in prison, although it wasn't fair. And then one day, the butler and the baker had their dreams, and he explained them to them, and it all came true. And then later on, Joseph was still in prison, and Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, he had his dreams. And so they quickly pulled Joseph out of the prison, made him shave and wash himself, and he came before the king, the Pharaoh. And the Pharaoh said to Joseph, "In my dream, I was standing by the bank of the river Nile, and there came out of the river seven cows, fat and handsome, and they fed in the meadow. But behold, seven other cows came up after them, thin and scrawny, such as were never seen in Egypt. They were so bad. And these thin, not very nice-looking cows, they ate up the first seven fat cows. And yet, after eating them, they still looked just the same. They didn't get any fatter. And then I woke up. And then I had another dream, and there were seven ears of corn that came up on a stalk, and they were really good fat ears of corn. And then another seven ears of corn sprung up after them. They were thin and had been blown with the east wind and were very withered. And the thin ears of corn ate up the seven fat ears. I told these dreams to the magicians, but they couldn't explain them to me." Joseph said to Pharaoh, "The two dreams that Pharaoh's had, they're really saying one and the same thing. God has shown Pharaoh that which he is going to do soon. The seven good cows are 7 years. The seven good ears of corn, also the same 7 years. The dream is saying the same thing. The seven thin, not very nice cows that came up afterwards are 7 years, just like the seven bad ears of corn that were blasted by the east wind, and this means 7 years of famine with very bad harvests. So, what God is about to do, he's told you, Pharaoh. There's going to be 7 years of very good harvests and plenty of everything throughout the whole land of Egypt. And then there will come 7 years of famine. And the 7 years where everything was good and all the good harvests will be forgotten in Egypt. And the great famine that's coming will destroy the land. And all the good harvests of the 7 good years won't any longer be remembered because of the awful famine that's going to come. And God gave you this dream twice because the thing has been decided upon by God and it's going to happen. So therefore, let Pharaoh search out for a wise man and make him the governor over the land of Egypt. And let him appoint officers over the land to gather up 1/5 part of the good harvests that's going to come for 7 years and store it up. There should be corn laid up under Pharaoh's commandment and kept in the cities, so that when the 7 years of famine come, that food can be used so that the land of Egypt and the Egyptians don't die because of the famine." Well, Pharaoh thought this was a great plan, and his servants also thought it was true and good. Pharaoh then said to the servants, "Could we ever find a man like this one, this Joseph, in whom there is the Spirit of God?" And so Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Because God has shown you all this, there's nobody as wise as you are. You will be in charge of my house, and all the people of Egypt will be ruled according to your word. Only in the matter of the throne itself am I going to be greater than you." And so Pharaoh told Joseph, "Look, I've put you over all the land of Egypt and all the Egyptians." Pharaoh even took off his ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand, and he dressed him up in fine linen robes, put a gold chain around his neck, and Joseph rode in the second chariot, and the people shouted after him, "Bow down, his name is Zaphnath-Paneah," which means the Saviour of the world.
And he was actually born in, you know, in slavery.
Well, he was born, this is Joseph, not Moses, he was born in the land of Canaan, what is now Israel. And here he is in Egypt because he was betrayed by his brothers because he'd had special dreams. So, he becomes the ruler over all the land of Egypt. Now, Joseph is what we could call a type of Christ. He represented Jesus.
Because
Zaphnath-Paneah
means saviour of the world, and Jesus means saviour of the world.
That's right.
So they both mean the same thing.
That's right. Well, Jesus means saviour. God is saviour. Yeah. Well, they were both saviours. And so
Joseph was the saviour of Egypt.
That's right. And so the Pharaoh was greater than Joseph, but Pharaoh gave Joseph all this authority, but he said, look, you in practice are going to rule the land, but only in the throne will I be greater than you. And so this is like with Jesus. He is not the same as God, but he's been given all this power. And as he said, my Father is greater than I. But he's been given huge authority in our lives. And so, just 1 minute, there's poor Joseph in prison. And then, message comes, go quickly, shave yourself, get ready, go to Pharaoh. He's had some dreams. And Joseph must have been tempted to feel that he'd all been forgotten. But things can change very, very quickly, especially when God is involved in your life. And we are never forgotten. And how the story goes on is that in the end, because of all this, Joseph's brothers come down and bow down to Joseph, just like he had dreamt in the first place. What I like about Joseph is that when he was young, he'd had those dreams that his brothers would bow down to him. And they'd never come true so far. And so he would have thought, I wonder if dreams do come true. But then the dream of the butler and the baker had come true, and now this dream of Pharaoh had come, and so he really had reason to believe that it would come true.
So why doesn't his dream come true if he dreamt it and the other people's dreams come true?
Well, that's right. And so I think that he thought, somehow, this dream is going to come true.
Because all the other ones did.
That's right, but he must have thought, how on earth could it be that my brothers come and bow down to me? And maybe when he says to Pharaoh, I think you need to set someone in power over all the country, he might have even been thinking, I wondered if I would be put in power over the country, because then my dream would get fulfilled if my brothers came down to buy food from me. So God eventually works out his purpose, but for us, we think it's all very slow. Why don't you hurry up? Chop, chop, God. But God does work out his purpose. And in the end, it all comes wonderfully true, as it did with Joseph.